The 6-8 and 8-6 relationships in astrology represent the dynamic between any house and the house that is either 6 or 8 places ahead. This relationship highlights the interplay between conscious, daily effort, 6th house, and transformation, renewal, and letting go, 8th house. Below is a breakdown of the key principles of the 6-8 relationship and the reverse 8-6 relationship, as described in the document. Key principles of the 6-8 relationship. 1. Conscious effort and transformation. The 6th house represents daily work, conscious effort, skills, and selfless action, while the 8th house signifies transformation, renewal, and getting rid of unnecessary elements. The 6-8 relationship shows that by applying conscious effort, daily routine, and skill, 6th house, one can initiate deep transformation and renewal in the corresponding house, 8th house. 2. Virgo-Scorpio dynamic. The 6th house has the qualities of Virgo, attention to detail, daily work, service, and health, while the 8th house embodies the Scorpio energy of transformation, intensity, and renewal. This interplay means that the selfless, skillful actions done in the 6th house result in transformative effects in the 8th house. The transformation process is not always clear, as Scorpio removes the unnecessary parts of life, making room for new growth. 3. Daily effort leads to transformation. The 6th house effort influences the 8th house transformation. For example, the 6-8 relationship between the 7th and 12th houses indicates that cultivating daily trust and selfless effort, Virgo-like qualities in the 12th house, can transform the relationship with one's spouse, 7th house. This example demonstrates how skillful action in the 6th house affects deep transformation in the 8th house. 4. Letting go and renewal. The 8th house involves letting go of what is unnecessary, characteristic of Scorpio, which often brings about transformation through the removal of attachments or outdated patterns. The 6-8 relationship brings Virgo's practical and methodical approach into the 8th house, facilitating this process of transformation. Key principles of the 8-6 relationship, reverse. 1. Transformation leading to daily action. The 8th house, transformation, renewal, and letting go, influences the 6th house, daily effort, service, and work. In this reverse dynamic, transformation, 8th house, results in more effective daily routines, health, and selfless action, 6th house. This relationship indicates that letting go and transformation lead to refined skill and service. 2. Scorpio-Virgo dynamic. The 8-6 relationship emphasizes that Scorpio's transformative and intense qualities in the 8th house can create new practical daily routines and skills in the 6th house. As the 8th house brings deep renewal, it reshapes how one approaches daily effort and service, Virgo's qualities in the 6th house. 3. From transformation to skills. The 8th house transformation affects the skillful actions and routines of the 6th house. For instance, the 8-6 relationship between the 10th and 3rd houses suggests that transformative changes in career, 10th house, lead to the cultivation of new skills and communication methods, 3rd house. The process of transformation in the 8th house refines the practical aspects of the 6th house. Example analysis of the 6-8 relationship. For a Leo ascendant, the 6th house is Capricorn, hard work, discipline, and responsibility. The 8th house is Pisces, spirituality, compassion, and dissolution. In this case, the Leo ascendant individual must apply conscious effort, discipline, and daily work. Capricorn in the 6th house to transform their spiritual life and emotional depth. Pisces in the 8th house. The 6-8 relationship suggests that the more the individual cultivates discipline and responsibility, Capricorn, the greater the spiritual transformation and renewal they will experience, Pisces. In the reverse 8-6 relationship, their emotional transformation and spiritual renewal, Pisces in the 8th house, will influence their approach to daily work and service. As they undergo spiritual transformation, they will develop more compassionate and selfless approaches to their daily routines and responsibilities, Capricorn in the 6th house. Example analysis of the 8-6 relationship, reverse. For a Libra ascendant, The eighth house is Taurus, stability, resources, and material comfort. The sixth house is Scorpio, transformation, intensity, and renewal. In this scenario, the Libra ascendant individual's transformation and letting go of attachments, Scorpio, in the eighth house, will lead to a more stable, material-focused daily routine, Taurus in the sixth house. The 8-6 relationship shows that through deep emotional and material transformation, Scorpio, the individual can cultivate more stability and security in their daily work and service, Taurus. In the 6-8 relationship, their effort to create material stability and comfort, Taurus in the sixth house, will result in deeper emotional transformation and renewal, Scorpio in the eighth house. The more they focus on daily work, the more they will transform and renew aspects of their emotional and material life. This analysis covers the 6-8 and 8-6 relationships, showing how daily effort, selfless action, and skill development influence transformation and renewal, while deep emotional changes and letting go lead to refined skill and work. This dynamic is influenced by the Virgo-Scorpio interplay, where conscious effort results in deep transformation, and transformation reshapes daily routines and skills. Harry Aries, natal to Virgo, Navamsha, 6-8 relationship, 6th Pada, 16 degrees 40, 20 degrees of Aries, Virgo Navamsha. 6-8 relationship, Aries, first house, represents independence, action, and self-driven pursuits, while Virgo, 6th house in Navamsha, focuses on service, daily routines, and health. Pada analysis. This 6-8 relationship indicates that Aries' natural action-oriented, independent nature must evolve into structured, daily efforts. Virgo in the 6th house. The individual's personal development comes through daily routines, selfless service, and paying attention to details. The intense, transformative energy of the 8th house arises through these daily efforts, bringing about necessary changes and renewals. Life path. The individual learns that through structured routines and service, Virgo, they can trigger transformation and renewal, 8th house, resulting in deep emotional and personal growth. Aries, natal to Scorpio Navamsha, 8-6 relationship. 8th Pada, 23-26 degree 40 of Aries, Scorpio Navamsha. 8-6 relationship, Aries, first house, focuses on independence and action, while Scorpio, 8th house in Navamsha, brings emotional depth, transformation, and renewal. Pada analysis. This 8-6 relationship shows that Aries' need for independence and action must be balanced with Scorpio's intense energy of transformation, 8th house, which influences the daily routines and habits, 6th house, necessary for long-term success. The individual must first undergo emotional and personal transformation, Scorpio, before they can cultivate a productive and efficient daily routine, Virgo. Life path. The individual learns that through emotional transformation, Scorpio, they can build healthy, disciplined routines, Virgo, resulting in personal growth and a deepened understanding of their own power. Gemini, natal to Scorpio Navamsha, 6-8 relationship, 2nd Pada, 3-20, 6-40 of Gemini, Scorpio Navam. 6-8 relationship, Gemini first house, represents adaptability, communication, and intellect, while Scorpio, 6th house in Navamsha, brings emotional intensity, transformation, and hidden depths to daily effort. Pada analysis. This 6-8 relationship suggests that Gemini's intellectual curiosity and adaptability must evolve into deeper emotional involvement and transformative actions in daily routines, Scorpio. The 8th house Scorpio brings renewal and transformation when Gemini learns to apply its adaptability to emotionally intense areas of life. Life path. The individual learns that through emotional intensity and transformation, Scorpio, they can cultivate routines that lead to personal growth and success. Gemini, natal to Capricorn, Navamsha, 8-6 relationship, 4th Pada, 10 degrees, 13-20s of Gemini, Capricorn Navamsha, 8-6 relationship, Gemini, 8th house in Navamsha, focuses on adaptability, intellect, and communication, while Capricorn, 6th house, brings discipline, hard work, and responsibility to daily routines. Pada analysis. In this 8-6 relationship, Gemini's intellectual energy and transformation, 8th house, must be channeled into disciplined and responsible routines, Capricorn. The individual's creativity and adaptability are transformed through hard work and responsibility, leading to personal and emotional renewal. Life path. The individual learns that transformation, Gemini, brings discipline and success through daily hard work, Capricorn, resulting in personal growth and fulfillment. Cancer, natal to Sagittarius Navamsha, 6-8 relationship. Sixth pada, 16-40, 20-Ds of Cancer, Sagittarius Navamsha, 6-8 relationship, Cancer first house, emphasizes emotional depth, nurturing, and protection, while Sagittarius, 6th house in Navamsha, brings philosophical growth, exploration, and higher learning to daily routines. Pada analysis. This 6-8 relationship shows that Cancer's nurturing and emotional depth must be balanced with Sagittarius' philosophical approach to daily efforts and routines, 6th house. The individual will transform and renew their life through learning and personal exploration, bringing wisdom and emotional growth. Life path. The individual learns that through philosophical exploration, Sagittarius, they can initiate emotional transformation, Cancer, resulting in deeper wisdom and growth. Cancer, natal to Aquarius Navamsha, 8-6 relationship. Eighth pada, 23-20-26-40 of Cancer, Aquarius to 6 relationship, Cancer first house, focuses on emotional depth and protection, while Aquarius, 8th house in Navamsha, brings intellectual independence, innovation, and social progress. Pada analysis. In this 8-6 relationship, Cancer's emotional energy and personal transformation, 8th house, must be applied to Aquarius's innovative and intellectual approach to routines, 6th house. The individual's emotional growth leads to innovative ways of approaching daily routines, bringing personal and emotional renewal. Life path. The individual learns that emotional transformation, Aquarius, can lead to intellectual independence and daily progress, Aquarius, resulting in personal growth and emotional fulfillment. Virgo, natal to Aquarius, Navamsha, 6-8 relationship, second pada, 3-20, 6-40 of Virgo, Aquarius, Navamsha. 6-8 relationship, Virgo, first house, emphasizes discipline, service, and attention to detail, while Aquarius, 6th house in Navamsha, brings innovation, intellectual independence, and progress into daily routines. Pada analysis. This 6-8 relationship shows that Virgo's disciplined and detail-oriented approach must evolve into innovative, forward-thinking routines. Aquarius in the 6th house. The individual will experience transformation and renewal through their intellectual independence, which arises from disciplined work. Life path. The individual learns that through intellectual innovation and independence, Aquarius, they can trigger transformation and progress in their daily routines, Virgo, resulting in personal growth. Virgo, natal to Aries, Navamsha, 6th relationship, 4th pada, 10-20s of Virgo, Aries, Navamsha. 8-6 relationship, Virgo, 1st house, focuses on discipline, service, and detail, while Aries, 8th house in Navamsha, brings action, independence, and courage into transformation. Pada analysis. The Stra 8-6 relationship suggests that Virgo's disciplined and service-oriented approach, 6th house, must be applied to Aries' independent and action-driven transformation, 8th house. The individual's transformation comes from independent, courageous action, which reshapes their daily work and routines. Life path. The individual learns that through courage and independence, Aries, they can achieve emotional and personal renewal, Virgo, leading to disciplined and structured routines. Libra, natal to Pisces, Navamsha, 6-8 relationship, 6th pada, 16-40, 20-20s of Libra. 6-8 relationship, Libra, 1st house, emphasizes balance, relationships, and harmony, while Pisces, 6th house in Navamsha, brings spiritual depth, intuition, and compassion into daily routines. Pada analysis. In this 6-8 relationship, Libra's desire for balance and harmony must evolve into more spiritually oriented and compassionate routines, Pisces in the 6th house. The individual will experience transformation and renewal through the spiritual and emotional aspects of their daily life. As they embrace compassion and emotional sensitivity, their efforts lead to personal transformation. Life path. The individual learns that through emotional depth and spirituality, Pisces, They can transform their daily routines, Libra, resulting in personal and emotional growth. Libra, natal to Taurus Navam 8-6 relationship. 8th pada 23 degree 20s, 26 degree 40th of Libra. 8-6 relationship. Libra first house focuses on relationships, balance, and harmony, while Taurus 8th house in Navamsha brings stability, material comfort, and sensuality into transformation. Pada analysis, this 8-6 relationship indicates that Libra's balance and relationships first house must be applied to Taurus's stable and material-focused transformation, 8th house. The individual will experience transformation through material security and stability, which will influence their daily routines and efforts, 6th house. The individual's personal growth depends on establishing a strong foundation and balance in relationships and material comfort. Life path, the individual learns that emotional and material security, Taurus, must be cultivated for their daily routines, Libra, resulting in transformation and personal growth. Sagittarius natal to Taurus Navamsha 6-8 relationship. Second pada 3 degree 20, 6-40 of Sagittarius, Taurus Navamsha. 6-8 relationship, Sagittarius first house, represents exploration, higher learning, and philosophical growth, while Taurus, 6th house in Navamsha, brings stability, material comfort, and sensuality into daily routines. Pada analysis, this 6-8 relationship suggests that Sagittarius's love for exploration and learning must be grounded in practical, material-focused routines. Taurus in the 6th house. The individual will experience transformation and growth through applying their philosophical understanding to material success and stability. Daily work and effort need to focus on creating tangible results, resulting in deeper wisdom. Life path, the individual learns that through material stability, Taurus, they can trigger emotional and personal growth, Sagittarius, leading to deeper wisdom. Sagittarius, natal to Cancer Navamsha, 8-6 relationship, 4th pada, 10 to 13-20 of Sagittarius, Cancer Navamsha. 8-6 relationship, Sagittarius, first house, focuses on philosophical exploration and higher learning, while Cancer, 8th house in Navamsha, brings emotional nurturing, protection, and depth into transformation. Pada analysis, the 8-6 relationship shows that Sagittarius's exploration and wisdom, 8th house, must be applied to emotional depth and nurturing in daily life, Cancer in the 6th house. The individual experiences transformation through emotional protection, leading to better routines and personal growth. Emotional security becomes the foundation for productive daily life. Life path, the individual learns that emotional nurturing, Cancer, can trigger personal transformation, Sagittarius, resulting in growth and deep emotional fulfillment. Capricorn, natal to Gemini, Navamsha, 6-8 relationship, 6th pada, 16 degree 40 to 20 degrees of Capricorn. 6-8 relationship. Capricorn, first house, emphasizes discipline, responsibility, and long-term goals, while Gemini, 6th house in Navamsha, brings adaptability, communication, and curiosity into daily routines. Pada analysis, in this 6-8 relationship, Capricorn's discipline and long-term approach, first house, must evolve into more flexible, communicative routines, Gemini in the 6th house. The individual will experience transformation and renewal through intellectual curiosity, adaptability, and communication, which results from applying their disciplined efforts into flexible thinking and problem-solving. Life path. The individual learns that by blending discipline with intellectual flexibility, Gemini, they can experience deep personal growth and transformation, Capricorn. Capricorn, natal to Leo Navamsha, 8-6 relationship. 8th pada, 23 degree 20, 26 degree 40 of Capricorn, Leo Navamsha. 8-6 relationship, Capricorn first house focuses on discipline, structure, and long-term goals, while Leo 8th house in Navamsha brings creativity, leadership, and self-expression into transformation. Pada analysis. This 8-6 relationship shows that Capricorn's disciplined and structured approach to life must be combined with Leo's transformative self-expression and leadership, 8th house. The individual's transformation comes through creative pursuits, where leadership qualities and creativity influence their daily efforts and routines, 6th house. Life path. The individual learns that self-expression and creativity, Leo, can transform their disciplined life path, Capricorn, resulting in a balanced approach to personal growth and leadership. Pisces, natal to Leo Navamsa 6-8 relationship, second pada 3°20 to 6°40 of Pisces. 6-8 relationship, Pisces, first house, focuses on spirituality, compassion, and emotional depth, while Leo, sixth house in Navamsa, brings leadership, creativity, and self-expression into daily routines. Pada analysis. This 6-8 relationship suggests that Pisces' spiritual depth and compassion must evolve into creative and confident daily routines, Leo in the sixth house. The individual will experience personal transformation through leadership and self-expression, using their spiritual insights to influence their everyday efforts. This dynamic helps Pisces ground their emotions into practical action and self-expression. Life path, the individual learns that spiritual depth, Pisces, can be expressed through creativity and leadership, Leo, leading to emotional and personal growth. Pisces, natal to Libra Navamsa, 8-6 relationship, fourth pada, 10°20 of Pisces, Libra Navamsa. 8-6 relationship, Pisces, first house, emphasizes spirituality, compassion, and emotional depth, while Libra, 8th house in Navamsa, brings balance, harmony, and relationships into transformation. Pada analysis. In this 8-6 relationship, Pisces' spiritual depth and compassion, first house, must be balanced with Libra's focus on harmony and relationships, 8th house. Transformation comes through creating balance and harmonious relationships, which leads to emotional stability and productive daily routines, 6th house. Life path. The individual learns that by creating balance and harmony in relationships, Libra, they can experience emotional transformation, Pisces, resulting in personal growth and fulfillment,